This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast. This is your host, Amanda, and with me, as always, is John.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Correct Technical Staff. This week on the podcast, we are very excited to have with us Mr. Pat Lackey of the Where Have You Gone, Andy Van Slyke website, one of the more popular Pirates websites, though all of the Pirates websites are very popular.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you tonight?
Not too bad. Getting excited about the 2000 season?
As excited as a Pirate fan can be, I guess.
It seems like some of the Pirates fans I've been talking to are pretty excited.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get my hopes up anymore. But
that's too bad. It's spring training. That's what it's for.
I know. They have had a better offseason than they've had in past years, I will say that.
So what kind of stuff was going on? You know, we and our listeners are mostly Reds fans, so we don't pay very close attention. We pay some attention, but we don't pay very close attention. So what kind of stuff was going on with the Pirates this offseason?
Well, the big move was the Adam LaRoche trade.
That's what I've heard. So what do you think? Is he going to be the savior?
I don't know about the savior, but it will be nice to have another bat in the middle of the lineup with Jason Bay.
So what's the difference between Adam LaRoche and Craig Wilson?
LaRoche is left-handed. And if you've seen PNC Park, we do have a short porch in right field. And LaRoche actually tends to spray the ball a little more than a lot of left-handed power hitters, but he did seem to have a penchant for putting Ian Snell fastballs into the right field stands this year, which I'm sure weighed heavily on Dave Littlefield's mind while making the trade.
So do you think that they'll actually let him play?
Yes, definitely. He was the centerpiece of Pirate Fest this spring. He was the one that they had come out in the horrific new red uniform.
Yeah.
So that's
they're building the whole advertising campaign, I think, around him this year.
What did the Pirates give up to get him?
Well, that was what was so nice about the trade. They did manage to actually deal from a strong point, which was bullpen. They have a ton of relievers. Dave Littlefield enjoys collecting relievers almost as much as Wayne Krisky does.
Yes, and, but are all of them over 30?
Well, the Pirates do have some good young relievers, actually. So we had to give up our closer, Mike Gonzalez. But we have a couple guys already in the system that have closed well in the minors. Solomon Torres closed well at the end of the year last year when Gonzalez was hurt. And so it was certainly, you know, a position that the Pirates could afford to deal from to pick up a need, like a left-handed power bat and a first baseman in general. We also had to give up a prospect, which I wasn't as happy about. He was one of our top prospects, Brent Willibridge. He's a shortstop. But we do have a couple other middle infield prospects, so you got to do what you got to do to get the trade made.
Oh, sure. And, you know, you're talking to Reds fans, so nothing looks like it's you're giving up that much compared to what we've seen lately.
Well, I mean, it seems like a lot of times the Pirates front office is known to sit around and wait for guys in the minors that never develop. So,
yeah, that's no good.
Obviously, trading a prospect, you don't know how he's going to work out. You know, he hasn't played above A-ball yet. So,
yeah. So are there any other headline moves that came through this offseason?
Not entirely. Most of the offseason was focused on the LaRoche trade. We signed Tony Armas Jr., which, that's not a huge move, but it's good to have somebody to challenge Sean Chacon for the fifth rotation spot. Armas has dropped off a lot in the last couple of years with the Nationals, but as fifth starters go, I suppose we could do worse.
Now, you bring up the rotation, and the pitching has always been a relative strong point of the Pirates. Who are you looking at in the rotation going into 2007?
The rotation this year, the top four is going to be Zach Duke, Ian Snell, Tom Gorzolani, and Paul Mahalam. And they're all relatively young. They had pretty good years last year. They pitched a lot better in the second half. And one of the local writers refers to them as Jeff Supon by committee. None of them are, well, maybe Gorzolani, but none of them, you know, really look like they're going to be real aces, but they're all solid, you know, 2-3 starters, or at least project out to be. And if you can have four of those in your rotation, you're going to have a pretty good rotation. And so that's what a lot of the Pirates hope this year has to rest on, because even with LaRoche, the offense is not that great, and they're going to need a strong effort from the pitching staff this year.
What about your bullpen? Is that still a relative strength even after you lost your closer?
I think it should be. They're still going to have Torres. Matt Capps had a good rookie year last year. He pitched a ton of innings. He was 9-1 out of the bullpen. I know record isn't a great indicator for relievers, but he pitched very well last year. They have a couple guys, Josh Sharpless, who's dominated hitters through AA in the minors and is looking to come up. Jonah Bayless was a decent closer in AAA last year. John Graybo is a good lefty matchup guy. So I think the bullpen should still be a relative strength this year. It won't be as good without Gonzalez, but it's more important to be able to get leads than to hold the ones that you get when you win as often as the Pirates do. And I think that LaRoche will help them get a lot more leads than not having Gonzalez in the pen will lose them this year.
So we talk about your pitching being a relative strength, but when you compare it to you know, you're comparing it, I suppose, to the offense there, or are you comparing it to other teams like in the Central?
It's hard to say compared to other teams right now because they are so young. Duke is the only starter out of the whole group that's pitched even a season and a half right now in the major leagues. So it's really tough to make that comparison. At least I think it is.
So good.
That's really all. I mean, they all have good minor league records.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're very hopeful that they'll compare favorably to the other teams in the Central. But I still think it's too early in all of their careers to really say anything.
Oh, sure. On the other side of that, what about your offense? You talked about LaRoche. What do you have after him?
Well, we still have Jason Bay, who is one of the more underappreciated hitters in the entire league, I think, even by Pirate fans sometimes. Freddy Sanchez is coming back, and he probably won't hit 340 again, but he still is a good hitter. And gets a little sketchy after that. Ronnie Polino had a pretty good rookie year for a catcher. We're hoping that he can build on that, show a little more power like he did in the minors. Xavier Nady can hopefully do a 2005 Craig Wilson impression in right field. That's about the best we can hope for from him, I think.
So what do you see?
Jose Castillo, the organization still has a lot of hope for. Hitting the ball really well in the Venezuelan Winter League, but he's never been able to hit at the major league level for a long period of time. And Jose Bautista, who lost a year because of the Rule 5 draft, has also hit well in the minors and hit well for a short stretch in Pittsburgh last year, but really tailed off at the end.
So then looking ahead at the season and putting these pieces together, how do you see the Pirates doing?
I'd say they will be a little better than last year. They won 67 games, I think. And I don't want to be throwing out numbers here that aren't right, but I'm pretty sure they won 67 games for the second year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't see them as being much better than maybe a 73-75 win team this year. If the pitching really comes together and Sanchez can have another big year on offense and a couple other guys can step it up, maybe they could start to approach 500, but I would be really surprised to see that happen.
So, Pat, was the offseason move to get LaRoche enough to keep Littlefield with his job, or is he going to be in danger of losing it during this year?
It's tough to say, because sometimes I wonder what the front office expects out of Littlefield.
How has he kept his job this long? I mean,
that is the question. What he's good at is assembling a team that gets most casual Pirate fans talking about it in the offseason that isn't an incredibly expensive team. But I really think that if they start this year off like they did last year, when we lost the first six games and had a 13-game losing streak in June and went into the All-Star break at 30-60, I can't imagine he would still be employed if that happens again this year. I don't think it will, but he has to be on some kind of thin ice at this point. I mean, he's been here since 2001, and you know, there hasn't been any improvement at all in the farm system or the major league team.
So speaking of that horrible start that you had to the season last year, what's up with the irate fans these days? They still going strong?
They're a little quiet in the off season. I think they're planning on getting some things started when the season starts up. There was a lot of rumbling going on. I don't know if you guys caught it in Cincinnati, but we kind of had, I don't know, it was a shuffling of the titles in the upper front office. I don't know how to describe it. Kevin McClatchy has been obviously the face of the franchise for the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, that's right. I remember hearing something about the ownership or...
Well, what it's been is McClatchy's been the face of the franchise for the last 10 years. He's been, you know, the CEO, the managing general partner, something like that. He holds all of the titles. And he hasn't actually been the majority owner for the last 4 or 5 years. The majority owners have actually been the Nutting family, which is another newspaper family from West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And so they shifted the titles around in the off season, and Bob Nutting came forward and took the role as, you know, the official owner listed with Major League Baseball. And they said that nothing was going to change with how the team was run, but Nutting and his father, Ogden Nutting, have been kind of notorious in Pittsburgh. Nobody had ever actually seen them until the press conference this summer. They don't come to a lot of games. You know, the father is kind of reclusive. And so everybody kind of viewed this as a superficial move to try to make people think they were changing the way the team would be run from the top. But it's been harder to be involved with the irate fans and writing my blog and all the other things now that school started.
Oh, letting life get in the way of baseball. What are you thinking? So then what do the Pirates have to do to make this a successful year and get your head out of your studies and back into baseball where it belongs?
I still think they're in the lineup. They're at least a bat short right now. You know, having Xavier Nady play right field is okay, but not when, you know, Jack Wilson is playing shortstop and, well, it's tough to know what to make of Chris Duffy, but if Duffy is playing center field and, you know, the hitting isn't coming from somewhere else. And that's what I think really needs to be still to be worked on with this team, is at least one more bat to put in the middle of a lineup with Bay and LaRoche. And maybe Sanchez, depending on what kind of year he has this year.
So what's the situation there? Are they just short on money, so they don't want to sign any good hitters, or do they not evaluate talent very well?
They're not short on money at all. They have a lot of money.
Do they not think they need a hitter?
I know when Forbes did the rankings of the teams last year, the Pirates had maybe the fifth or sixth highest profit margin in the league.
Oh, wow.
They've been making money. The ownership says that they use the money to pay down the debt that the previous owners accumulated. But they're just, if you remember, they finished the second half after the All-Star break at something like 37-35 last year. And so they kind of viewed the offseason as that the team that played in the second half was, you know, the real Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
And that they only needed a minor tweaking to turn them into a good team.
Mm-hmm.
At least that was the face that they put forward to the fans. I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. But you know, it wasn't hard to look at that second half and see, even though they were above 500, you know, they did get outscored by a ton of runs. They had a really good record in one-run games. And so it's not something that I personally am convinced is necessarily going to carry over into next season.
Well,
and
yeah, I mean, you'd have
I
to...
I thought that they needed a little more tweaking, I guess. Tweaking isn't even the right word.
Makeover?
Yeah.
Extreme makeover.
I don't know that you can count on the rest of the Central tanking as severely as they did at the end of last season either.
That's
because,
true,
I mean, you talk about the Cardinals and the Reds and the Astros, all of them, really. None of them were any good for those last couple of months.
No, it was an ugly division last year.
That's for sure. But then, look, we got a World Series champion out of it. So
yeah.
Who can say?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I know a lot of people think that the division is going to be down again, but I wouldn't really count on that. I don't know. It seems pretty rare that divisions have two down years in a row. You know, the NL West was the laughingstock of baseball 2 years ago when, mm-hmm. You know, 82 games won a division.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm trying to, they put two teams in the playoffs last year, right? The Dodgers and the Padres.
Probably.
I think so.
I think so.
And, so, you know, things like that turn around pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cubs spent a ton of money this offseason. The Cardinals were obviously better than their final record showed.
Clearly.
And, yeah, I don't know if I would count on the division having two down years in a row.
Well, I hope you're right, because I'd like to see some good baseball for a change.
At least for a little
too.
While.
That is for sure.
So
you know, it may not be a good division, but I think it's a fun division. You know.
Wacky.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta like, you know, Bronson Arroyo's hair.
Bronson Arroyo's hair, of course.
You gotta like Albert Pujols' scowl.
And, you know, Pujols and Carpenter, both in the division. Carlos Zambrano,
mm-hmm.
talking in the third person.
That's right.
Gotta love,
you know,
that.
All of the Clemens drama gets centered around the division. So it may not be a good division, but I think it's a fun division.
Well, I'm looking forward to some fun in the coming year. I know that that you'll still be blogging even to next year, I assume, or are you taking off for school?
I will hopefully be taking off for grad school at the end of the summer, but I'm not planning on stopping blogging. You know, the way it is now, just because I go somewhere else doesn't mean I still can't watch the Pirates and, you know, read about them online and write about them, so.
That's some kind of dedication you got there, man.
Yeah. I find that writing is something that helps clear my head from school.
Alleviate the stress?
Yeah.
But then you've got the stress in baseball.
Sometimes it's a relief of stress. I don't know. When you're doing Pirates Royals live blogs in the middle of June and both teams are almost 30 games under 500, it can be kind of stressful.
Yeah. Well, at least not cheerful.
Yeah. Painful more than anything,
yeah.
Really.
Kind of agonizing. Well, that's awesome. Well, good luck to you in grad school, and everyone will keep on reading Where Have You Gone, Andy Van Slyke, and we'll look forward to some much better baseball in 2007.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for being on the show.
No problem.
The Red Hot Broadcast is recorded weekly in front of a live studio audience. To send your comments to the show, email us at rhm@red-hot-mama.com and visit the website at red-hot-mama.com.